if you compare what happened to the Chohans in 2002-2003 with the disappearance of Michael Shalamak, some similarities came to light. And that's how it all started, trying to link in what had happened to Michael Shalamak with these two people. And we're now in a position to say that they are suspects in our case. We've done everything we can do. We've investigated every line of inquiry. We don't have enough to prosecute either man. You've got to look at how long ago it was, 24 years now. This is the last throw of the dice. This is the last thing we can do. And to give ourselves the best chance of finding out who wrote that letter, it was decided as a tactic to name them. It is unusual. It has happened before. People do get named as being wanted, or people get named as suspects when they can't find them and stuff like that. This is slightly unusual, as we know where they are because they're locked up. But it gives us the best chance of finding out who wrote that letter is by naming them, by giving the public the opportunity to know if they were connected to these people back in 1992. They might not know why they wrote that letter. They might know, but allegiances change and friendships change over the years. They might now feel comfortable to come forward and say they wrote that letter, or they know who wrote that letter. If we find out what happened because the person comes forward and tells us about the letter, then at least the family know what happened. I mean, they've never known what happened to their husband, their father, their grandfather. You know, there's no trace of him. There's never been anything. So at the back of their minds, they have had to not know whatever happened. But if we were to find out who wrote the letter and link that into our suspects, then that's good enough for us. We would hope to take it to court. We would hope to prosecute. But if by naming them ended up preventing us from a successful prosecution, then we're no worse off than we are now. Unfortunately, this case will remain unsolved. If this doesn't work, I don't think there's anything else we can do. I think the family are at that point where they don't want the police to keep knocking on their door anymore. They don't want the police to keep reviewing it and to keep contacting them. I think they have got to the point where the closure will be the police telling them everything that can be done has been done, and that they will not get any more contact from the police, because it brings it all back. It makes them relive this all over again. So I think by doing it this way, it will also give them closure. It's what they want as well.